So the thing that really surprised me, and it's always so fascinating, doing CME and all parts of oncology, how people respond to new data and sort of the philosophies. And I was actually reflecting back on when BR came in, like everybody resisted that. They couldn't believe it was better than R. It took a couple years to even change. But I've got to say, I've been surprised in talking to investigators, since ASCO, that there's, and even docs in practice, that there's not a wholesale jumping on it. And what I'm hearing people say is, I mean, obviously, if you're going to use it, the idea would be less toxicity. And what I'm hearing people say is, well, BR is not that bad and not that much advantage. And that kind of surprised me. Is that the case? Is that what you believe?
No, I think it goes back to this is really a kind of revolutionary idea that we can move away from chemotherapy. And people that have been using chemotherapy their whole careers, it's this not doing chemotherapy for a lymphoma that responds to chemotherapy. It's a bit of a radical idea. And I think that we saw, for example, with CHOP moved to bendamustine, you have another alkylator, right? It's a different class of alkylator, but this is you're still using a drug that you're comfortable with. And I think that it's hard to get folks to switch from something they're very used to giving. They're used to the toxicity profile. If you talk to my patients and ask them how they feel about chemotherapy versus lenalidomide or non-chemo, there's no question. I mean, you may ask, talk to many oncologists will say bendamustine or R-CHOP's not that bad. But I would talk to the patient. I've had many of my patients who are on lenalidomide go into complete remission. And literally come into my office and tell me I'm guilty. I'm sitting in the waiting room and I see these other patients that have no hair or they're wearing masks, and my patients are doing great. I actually have a young guy who is at a local college, and he was an infielder for a top college team, continued the whole season, and went into a complete remission on lenalidomide rituximab. So he was playing a very competitive sport. I can almost guarantee you he would not have been able to have done that in bendamustine or R-CHOP. So the patients that tolerate it well tolerate it extremely well. And I have a real hard time thinking about, exposing my patients to potentially very serious toxicities when I can get the same outcome with something that is much less toxic.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this evolves.